From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Israel charged with Syrian strike. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah says an Israeli airstrike Sunday near Syria's capital killed one of its fighters. They say the man killed, Samir Kantar, had spent 3 decades in prison for murder in Israel before being a part of a prisoner exchange. Kantar had gone to Syria to fight alongside President Bashar al-Assad's forces. Sunday's airstrike hit a building in Jarammana, a suburb south of Damascus. There was no immediate comment from Israel. The Democratic presidential candidates held a debate in the northeastern state of New Hampshire Saturday. The 3 candidates focused on the U.S. economy and defeating the Islamic State group. Jim Malone reports.
Frontrunner Hillary Clinton and her main challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, both focused on the need to defeat the Islamic State group.
I have a strategy to combat and defeat ISIS without getting us involved in another ground war.
One that does not get us involved in perpetual warfare in the quagmire of the Middle East.
But Sanders, Clinton, and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley differed on whether ousting Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad should be part of the strategy to defeat Islamic State. Jim Malone, Washington.
An Air France flight was forced to make an emergency landing in Kenya after a suspicious device was found in a laboratory. No explosives were found, and the head of the airline says it was a false alarm. The Boeing 777 was headed to Paris from Mauritius when a passenger noticed something that looked like a stopwatch mounted on a box. The plane made an emergency landing at the airport in Mombasa. All 459 passengers and 14 crew members were evacuated. This is VOA News.